You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today we have with us the Hamptons. They're in Missoula, Montana. So we've got Josh and Kimberly who've been out there for... Josh and Kimberly, when did you guys start this church in Missoula, Montana?
We have been on the ground about 3.5 years now.
Wow.
Wow. Been having church services about 2 years now. So
this is great. Well, we want to welcome you to the Better Together podcast, and we thank you for the good work that you're doing in Missoula. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you guys for having us.
So what, tell us a bit about how your ministry is going. I think you're the only Free Will Baptist church in Montana. What kind of led you to go, and how have things been going for these since the launch of the church?
Yes, sir. Things have been going great. We've kind of we broke the mold of what a church plant is supposed to do. Dr. Brad Ransom would tell you, you know, church planters don't go out and buy buildings, but Montana is a unique animal. And we've been having church service about 2 years here in Montana now. We tried to launch during COVID, which was a unique thing that as ministers, we can all relate to. But the Lord, we were kind of stuck in a location. We weren't growing. We had a handful of people early on, and the Lord led us to a building outside of Missoula that Dr. Moody, we were blessed enough
beautiful
to have you
building.
Visit with us.
Yeah.
And we just kind of prayed. And finally, Dr. David Crow said, are you guys going to stop praying and act on something? Or what are we going to do here? And through the gracious help of Free Will Baptists all across the nation, we were able to buy a building. And you know, I joke with Dr. Ransom that the old adage from Kevin Costner movie, if you build it, they will come. You know, that doesn't apply to church planning. But what we have found is, having a building, they don't necessarily come, but it helps out a whole lot. So we have really seen our church grow over the last year. We've gone from just a handful of 15 to 20 people to running 60 to 70 people. And most importantly, those numbers don't matter. Most importantly, we're seeing lives changed.
You are
seeing people discipled, and that's what it's ultimately about. So,
and you guys have a beautiful building. And one of the things, if my memory is correct, you said you wanted the building because it helps people know you're permanent. You're part of the place there.
Yes, sir.
Now, Kimberly, what is this like? It seems like you're running the greeting and all of that at the church, and you've got the kids you're trying to take care of. What's your experience been like there in Montana?
Well, it's been eye-opening just a little bit, just having not that... Actually, I'll take that back. It's been really good. Our kids have just adapted so well. They love it out here. They've made friends of the community, and just every time I turn around, they're constantly inviting people to church, and they're wanting more people to be at our church too. So it kind of makes my job a little easier, because I can just turn to them, and they're welcoming people more than I am, and they're out there excited about the church as much as we are. So.
And we should say it truly is a family affair, isn't it? So
absolutely. Absolutely.
So your mom and dad, Josh, are there as well. So what is that like having them? And technically, I guess does he work for you? Do you tell him that like every other day?
I don't know exactly how all that works. We are blessed. We are a great team. We feel like, you know, obviously when we disagree pretty good. But it's unique because we're father, son, or our father, daughter-in-law, or mother, son, whatever it may be, because we all have voices at the table. You know, it's not just you're the pastor's wife, you know, it's the four of us. We recently did pastor appreciation. And I kind of led that. And, you know, we talked about how, Free Will Baptists, we don't ordain our women, but we made an emphasis that, you know, the wives are just as important in our ministry, because they may not be up on stage on Sundays, but they carry probably a greater load, honestly, taking care of kids. And as you mentioned, the volunteer culture and that sort of thing. So it's been an awesome experience getting to work with my parents. And it's unique how we're growing together and building hopefully a lasting legacy here in Missoula.
And there's not a lot of Bible believing churches. I think there's one other in the county, and they've tried to help you guys out with some things.
Yes,
that's
sir.
It, isn't it?
It is. It is a very dark part of the country, very dark culture. Just the Northwest America in general is very dark. And there are bodies of, I don't even religions here. Yeah. And you know, people are like, oh, there's a church down there. Well, that's the Church of Scientology. You know, they don't necessarily believe like we do. So it's been very eye-opening for our people, even as they begin growing and discipling, from getting that mindset of, we don't have all these churches, or, you know, there's body of people, but they're not Bible believing churches, as you mentioned. So it's a unique experience.
And you mentioned that you guys have had the help of a lot of different churches. So at your launch, you had, I think, many churches from the Northwest Association, as well as some folks, representatives from Michigan. What's that been like to have people not just to give resources, but to come out and try to do what they can to support you and your ministry there?
You know, it has been an absolute blessing. One of the things from the moment when we moved here from looking for houses, we all said we wanted a place where we wanted an extra bedroom, because we realized we are a long ways from home. And when people come through town, we don't want you calling us and saying, hey, we just passed by your exit on the interstate. If you do that, we're going to chase you down. We cannot emphasize enough of Free Will Baptist Fellowship. It is a blessing. And when we have people come at our launch like that, to know that they took time out of their schedule, they did. Sometimes it's easy, Dr. Moody, I think, to send money, right? That's almost an easy way out. I mean, don't get me wrong. We love the money, but it's almost an easy way out. But when people like yourself come, and people from the Northwest Association come, it just warms our heart, and it gives us the ability to keep going the next Sunday when maybe there won't be people there. But we can be reminded that this is not just a Hampton effort. It is a Free Will Baptist effort from all across the nation, even around the world. We have other missionaries that support us, and it's just so encouraging to know that we're in this together and we're not out here alone.
That's great. And so it takes a whole bunch of churches, a whole lot of Christians to really start a church. And that brings us to Free Will Baptist North American Ministries, who has sponsored you guys and worked with you in so much. So tell us a bit about what that process has been like, working with Free Will Baptist North American Ministries.
Absolutely phenomenal. Cannot speak highly enough about Dr. Crow, Dr. Ransom, Ken, the ladies really run the show. Everybody knows that, though.
We know
they're
that.
Phenomenal. but we absolutely love it. As a little bit of history, I grew up in a church plant for NAM. It wasn't called NAM then. It's Free Will Baptist Home Missions. Phenomenal. I grew up as a church planter's kid, and I thought I would never be a church planter when I grew up. And then lo and behold, here I am working for NAM. Drug my dad back into it for a second time. But they are absolutely phenomenal. They give you enough resources to be successful, but they don't call you on Mondays and, well, what was the number? What's going on? Does that make sense? It is such a perfect balance that really Dr. Ransom does there, of just giving us what we need, but also giving us the elbow room to plant a church the way God's called us to plant a church.
That's great. So
I love working for NAM. It's been an amazing experience for Kim also. I think
they've also just, even with just Tammy and I, they've been there for us. And, you know, like Josh said, we are the pastor's wives, but it's a different world out here when you don't have that Free Will Baptist church very close, or those other pastor's wives that you can lean on within the denomination. And so they've been really helpful just with us and just making sure that we're all okay out here.
Absolutely. And we should mention Miss Teresa, Miss Kathy.
Absolutely. Bethany.
Bethany, don't forget Bethany.
I'll be in trouble if we forget Bethany. I
know it, the big Georgia fan, she's already a little bit, you know, so in that office. So it's just a good team of folks working there. So we want our listeners to think about that as well, to support Free Will Baptist North American Ministry. So every year they have a special offering that takes place the Sunday before Thanksgiving. So we're encouraging our folks to put that on their calendar and to make sure that they give back to them, because truly we can't do, a church can help out, and some, there would perhaps be some churches big enough to send a missionary by themselves, but not on the level that what NAM is doing. It's impossible, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So how can we pray for you guys? How can we better support you in the good work that you're doing out there in Montana?
Just keep the prayers coming. I have been blessed by being a part of a Free Will Baptist heritage, and most importantly, a Christian heritage. And sometimes it's easy to take for granted that your grandmas are praying for you and your parents are praying for you, but moving here to Montana and feeling somewhat sometimes secluded at times, we can absolutely feel the prayers. The prayers keep us going. You know, we not every Sunday, as you guys know, everywhere you attend church, not every Sunday's the Super Bowl Sunday, the great Sunday. And when we have those 30 days when people are sick, it's such an encouragement to, you know, get a letter in the mail, get a card in the mail, or just a lot of times we'll get a text, hey, I'm praying for you today. And it's something that I probably took for granted early on in my ministry when you're surrounded by good things and by Christians. But when you're out here, those subtle texts that, hey, we're praying for you today. And it's like, wow, God, you saved that text message for today because you knew I needed it today. So just knowing that we are being reminded that we are in this together is just such a blessing for us out here.
That's good. And Kimberly, how about the kids? You're trying to take care of your kids and trying to get them all trained up. Anything we can do to help them as well?
I don't know. I mean, they have just, like I said, they've really enjoyed meeting new people out here and just really bringing in those people. But Colton told me recently that he doesn't want to move away from here ever. And we're not planning to, but he just loves it out here. He loves our church, and his prayer request every day is our church grows.
There you go.
He said, I just want to see more people in our church. And so when you have a 10-year-old that's the one thing that keeps asking for from God, I think it's a great thing to see, see it through a child's eyes like that.
Yep. So sometimes they fuel our fire. They keep us. Yeah. You know, when we're down, they can kind of, God uses them to lift us up.
They see those little positives that we might not see sometimes.
There you go. And they're working, they're involved, and they're trying to serve as well, which is pretty cool. And we need to emphasize, if folks can stop in to see you, do it. It's a beautiful place.
Absolutely.
The Pacific Northwest, as you mentioned, it can be dark because there's not as many churches, not as many Christians, but it's something we're hoping and praying more people will answer the call, as you all have, and go and try to take the gospel to that special group of people out there in that part of our country. Hey, thanks guys for taking the time to be with us. I know you've got your hands full with so many things you're doing, but we surely appreciate you doing this and taking the time to be with us today.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure being with you, Dr. Mitty. Been excited about this.
Thank you so much.
Well, look, we appreciate you, and we appreciate you, our listener, as well. We encourage you to take this podcast, share it with someone that could use it, that it would be a benefit. Maybe think about some things you can do for our church planners, how you can support them. And we really encourage you to give to the Free Will Baptist North American Ministries offering. And remember, every little thing we do, it counts. It really matters because we truly are better together. Thank you for joining us today.